After him?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, that's a... That's a magnolia tree.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I forget their name. I know it's a magnolia tree because I haven't seen it.
What's a bush or shrub that's got pink and white flowers on it?
Well, I think I don't know what they call that bush. A lot of them, people have got them in their yard. I don't know what they call it.
Do you ever hear spoonwood or spoonhunt or laurel or rhododendron or mountain laurel?
I never did.
What's a bush that the leaves turn bright red in the fall and it's got clusters of berries on it?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that?
I don't know.
Do you ever hear sumac or shumac?
I don't believe I did.
And what different kinds of berries would people get?
Well, there's strawberry, blackberry, and blueberry. I mean, that's all I know. Well, that's all I told them. So they're still back with the green and fresh, you know.
Uh-huh. What's one that starts with an R? What's one that starts with an R?
Redberry.
Huh?
Raspberry. Yes, I forgot. Raspberry, strawberry.
Uh-huh. If you saw some berries and didn't know what kind they were, you tell someone, you better not eat those because they might be...
poison.
And what kinds of bushes or vines will make your skin break out if you touch them?
They poison ivy, ain't it?
Okay, how do you recognize that?
I don't know. I forgot.
Have
but
you ever...
say they sure make you break out. I've seen it. It's look kind of funny looking stuff and leaves, you know.
Uh-huh.
I just forgot about it, but I sure have seen it. And I seen somebody had broke them out, too.
Mm.
It was a child that run that plane, all that mess, and it broke out that all over. Got some mess on them. I remember that. They think we live it out in the heights then, I believe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's been a long time ago.
Say if, you say a bee stung me and my hand did what?
It swore up. That old bee stung me and I killed him.
Okay. You say, my hand's still pretty badly.
No, it don't bother me, no.
Uh-huh. But for the next two or three days...
Oh, yeah. Well, that instant sore. I hate to stretch, so I just kind of rubbed it a little bit. I didn't want to, because I said I'd make a sore come on.
Uh-huh. Because your hand was all...
Yeah, it swollen up and everything from that old bee. Yeah. And then another one stung me. Bet that I'm going to kill him.
You say, if a bee stings you, your hand's going to do what?
It's going to swell up and hurt.
And you say, say if you've gotten someone some medicine, you go in and you see the medicine still by their bed, you might ask them, now why haven't you?
Used the medicine?
Why haven't you what the medicine?
Used it.
Okay. And you say, an hour ago,
I had used right along about an hour ago, I had.
Okay. And you'd ask someone, what time does the movie, if you want to go to a movie, you'd call and ask, what time does it
start?
What's another word for start? What time does it begin?
What time can you come in?
Or what time does the movie begin? Do you ever use the word begin?
Begin, yeah, you can use that. What time does it begin?
You say, it must have already
started.
Or it must have already
begin.
And 10 minutes ago, it...
It already began.
Huh?
It already began in 10 minutes.
Okay. And, say if I ask you, when are y'all going to Dallas, you might say, well, right now we're what to go next week. We're...
going next week.
Okay. Did you ever say we're aiming to go or we're fixing to go?
Yeah.
What would you say?
Yeah, we all going.
Okay. What about we're aiming to go?
We're able.
We're aiming. Did you ever say that?
No, I don't ever say that.
What about we're fixing to go?
I said we might go, we're fixing to go, or something like that.
Okay. Does fixing to do something mean you're gonna do it right now?